All right, all right. Come to order, come to order. Oh, damn it, chaps. Jonty, sound the conch. Thank you, thank you. All right, I hereby declare open this, the monthly meeting of the Management Committee of Stalwarts Club for Upstanding Gentlemen. Now, we'll just work through a couple of agenda items, and then we have a special guest.
No, I don't think...
No, no, fellas, it's not like last week when Van Badham jumped out of Ponsonby's birthday cake and made off with Captain Foffington's prosthesis. Now, first up, the minutes from the last meeting.
I quite like 24 past 8.
Shut up, Simpkins. Is there any other business? All right. Now, our guest this evening is here to talk to us about the greatest challenge we face in the nation today, the challenge to free speech. Yes, yes, yes. All right, fellas. As you know, we are beset upon all sides by manufactured minorities and political correctness. It's as if a chap can't even have an exclusive men's-only club stuffed with colonial artifacts these days without bra-burning feminazis and social justice warriors trying to jam their safe schools pamphlets into children's lunch pails. Frankly, I don't think there are enough white people telling Aboriginal Australians what they should be doing. I think more people should be listening, and if it wasn't for these brave white cartoonists speaking truth to the powerless, nobody would be talking about Aboriginal disadvantage at all. Nanny wouldn't have put up with it in the first place, and Father, I mean, Daddy, I mean, six of the best anyway, that's right. Father made a man out of me and a man out of my wife. I mean, how many young people? Pokemon, God Save the Queen, and a bus stop on the Twitterverse, an echo chamber of dreadful leftists, and any decent thinking person should avoid it like Jared Henderson at a cocktail party. All rise, Yorkshire pudding. Oh, right, where was I? Stuart, yes, Stuart, another double, I think. That's better. Where was I? Yes, now, gentlemen, our special guest, a fellow known to all of you, an important contributor to the recent political success of the One Country Party, a man who, whatever else he might be, is certainly not sorry. Godfrey Cockforest.
Actually, it's Coke Foray. The S and the T is silent, and the O is in poke. Not sock, the Coke Foray. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you to the marvellous bar staff here at the Stalwart Club. I've been here since lunch.
Ah, yes, Mr. Coke Foray. So you're here this evening to talk to us about how a generous, egalitarian, multicultural, progressive Australia benefits us all, Godfrey?
Thank you, gentlemen. I want to talk about fairness, about equality of opportunity, about Australia's great success as a cultural melting pot, a home to all the races, creeds, and colours of the world, a place of harmony and love. I'd like you all to join with me and sing.
We are one, but we are many.
Good heavens, Godfrey, there must be some mistake. I'm sorry, but those views you're expressing, well, under Section 18C of the club's code of conduct, you just can't say that sort of thing. Togetherness, fairness, harmony. By Jove, sir. No, I'm sorry, we're going to have to ask you to leave. You've gone too far. Guards, seize him.
No, you mustn't.